Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Oscar Gonzalez, date of birth 4/27/1970. Date of procedure November 10, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg-Dio. Primary referring physician is Dr. Carlos de Orduna. Indication is diarrhea, colon cancer screening. Family history of colon cancer. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, were explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care, period. Digital rectal exam was normal, while lubricated on the video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, complement to the folds, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was poor with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 4, 1, 2-1, period. The patient started the procedure well without any complication, period. The withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings, number 1. There was a approximately 6 millimeter sessile polyp noted in the descending colon. Size post cold snare polypectomy. And another similarly sized 6 millimeter sessile polyp noted in the descending colon, also removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. The prep was poor. To the mucosa with difficulty visualizing a significant portion of the mucosa. Period. Next line, there was moderate sized internal hemorrhoids. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, high fiber diet with fiber supplements. Next line, recommend surveillance colonoscopy in the near future within the next 1 to 2 months given poor prep. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, would recommend 2-day prep given poor preparation or discussing with patient if he ate the day before. Period. It is imperative that we repeat this colonoscopy within a short span of time, given his family history of colon cancer, his age, and the diarrhea. Thank you.